I once heard a story that came from a 200-year-old little booklet holding records of real-life court cases from the 18th century. The particular story I'm going to tell you about always stayed with me, as it so poignantly shows how following fate, rather than your own sound judgment and free will, can become an awkward, self-fulfilling prophecy. Here's how it goes. Somewhere in the 1700s, a young man of reasonably wealthy means goes to a fortune teller. The fortune teller tells him his life will be full of pleasures and he will never lack money. However, he will die at the age of 32. Now remember, this is a true story based on a true court case. At first, the young man is a little taken aback by the prediction he will die in his early 30s, but according to the court case records, he decides to make the best of the years he has left. Bearing the fortune teller's prediction in mind, he decides to thoroughly enjoy and indulge himself the pleasures of life. And so he does indeed. But then he turns 32 in excellent state of health. No one has challenged him to a duel. All around him, everything seems peaceful and quiet, except for the fact he is in severe debt. Thinking he was only going to live to be 32 years of age, the young man spent all his resources. And since spending all his own money went a bit quicker than he expected, he also borrowed quite substantial amounts from others, knowing, or should I say thinking, death would be his ally in escaping his debts. Here's where the court case comes in. The young man was arrested and imprisoned. In the court case records, he explains his misadventures. The morale of this story, it seems to me, is to never be guided by what others predict will happen to you, as that has potentially disastrous consequences. Follow your own gut feeling instead, rather than be lured into the temptation that promises you miracles. We all get our challenges in spite of what other people predict. This 18th century court case story reminds me a little of our 21st century commercials, where we are promised flawless lives as long as we use the products advertised. Just as with the young man, they are only temptations that will make you spend your money rather than invest your own sound judgment. Oh, and by the way, the prediction came through all the way. After using his lifetime to spend all of his money, the young man died at the age of 32, in prison. He hung himself. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the blog, Attachment to Outcome. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.